This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Everyone whose camera roll is 90% pets. I reckon mine's 99% pets. Next weekend, the Dog Lovers Festival and the Cat Lovers Festival collide at the Melbourne Showgrounds. One ticket, two huge festivals, and a lot of fur. And to make sure we're ready to sniff out the best bits, do you like that? Or we're joined by event director Paul Mathers, who knows everything there is to know about this pawsome weekend. Paul, have you got any more jokes?
I like all the puns, Warren, and for what it's worth, my camera roll is pretty much about 95% full of my pets too, so we are like-minded souls, my friends.
Do you know, I took some candid shots of Lucas, my little miniature poodle pup. He was baking in the sun yesterday, and he was just lying there on his mat, and I took some shot. I'm not a photographer. I have no idea what I'm doing. I just press the button. They look like professional shots. Everyone who I've showed them said, did you pay to get those done? I was like, no, he's just photogenic.
You must have a very photogenic dog. I have a Great Dane. He's lying here on the floor next to me farting, and he's not presenting well at all.
Oh, hey, Paul, do you ever fart yourself and pretend you blame it on your dog?
Oh,
go on.
No comment. I plead the fifth.
Okay, all right. Let's, for anyone who hasn't been before, what kind of, I suppose, atmosphere are we walking into when we arrive at the showgrounds on the weekend, next weekend?
Oh, look, it's really fantastic, Warren. It's something very special. And what's really interesting is that, you know, the word, even after 13 years in Melbourne, the word is still getting out there about this festival. So it's really encouraging to see new people come each year. But, look, I think, you know, first and foremost, it's about great shopping. You know, we've got something like 150, 160 exhibitors that are all there with great deals. So, you know, if you're looking for toys or safety gear or food or treats for your pooch, then this is a great place to find the new stuff that you don't necessarily see in the supermarkets. But then, of course, we've got all of this great entertainment and infotainment. So we have the fantastic Kurgo Dock Dogs, which is an ongoing part of our festival. It's been around for a number of years, and this is where the dogs all compete in a variety of different events, but it's basically dogs taking a long run off a short pier into a big pool of water. That's always great fun, incredible athleticism. We have our VitaPet Arena, where we have the smaller dogs racing and doing obstacle courses, and a thing called Temptation Alley, where the lanes of the racetrack are studded with a whole bunch of temptations for them. And the idea is to get to the end without stopping. That's really fun. And these two particular features come together in this new area that we've called the Dog Bowl. And it's modeled off the Super Bowl, if you can imagine that. And it's just a big outdoor dog sport arena with a great big screen and lots of seating and dogs doing fantastic things. And then if you you know, don't feel like cheering and dancing around, you can always check out the advanced stage, where we've got you know, lots of really great information about training your dog and what you can do with your dog, the sort of things you can participate with your dog in. We have Dogs Victoria doing Dancing with Dogs, which is just sensational. One of the ladies that brings her dog along to this has been on Australia's Got Talent, and it's a big feature of the major international dog show Crufts in the UK. That's great fun. It's a little bit daggy, but it's not quite Dancing with the Stars, but it's pretty cool. And then you can just meet hundreds of dogs as well. So, you know, we've got our Pat a Pooch feature, where you can sit and spend some quality time with a dog, or you can visit one of many breeder stands and meet lots of dogs. So that's all great fun too. And then you've got the Cat Lovers Festival.
I was going to say, what
if you're
a cat person?
Do it all again with cats.
Is there a Pat a Cat zone?
Yeah, absolutely.
I hope they're not cranky
cats. You know, it's really fun. You know, it's in this this kind of immersive themed area where you know, the backdrop's all kind of Disney Pixar cats and you know, hanging off trees and whatnot, and you can come into a little booth with a handler who has cats, and they're all different breeds. They come from our breed showcase in the Cat Lovers Festival, and you can meet cats and you can pat them and just sit with them for a bit of zen. And that's all really fab. And you know, then we've got the Whiskers stage, of course, where you can get all of that education around cats, and you can play games. You know, we do cosplay on Saturday. We do a game called Cat Quiz, which I'm sure you've heard of Rock Quiz. Well, we do Cat Quiz. So it's lots of fun. It's a real kind of fan event, Cat Lovers Festival.
I like the idea that you can go and pat a dog or a cat. I reckon pets are one of the most therapeutic things you can have. And I just, do people go along just to sort of have a bit of a cuddle with a, an animal?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. Well, you know, you got to remember that not everybody lives in the perfect abode to have pets. You know, if you're renting, you can't always have one. So this is a great chance to get your fix. It's also a great place to come if you're thinking of getting one and you don't know what breed is going to be the right breed for you. So you can talk to breeders and work that out. And of course, you can meet the dogs themselves and the cats themselves and work that sort of stuff out. And of course, if you've maybe unfortunately lost a pet, you know, recently, it's a great place to come and reconnect with all of that love that you are probably missing now and craving without having to make that commitment of going and, you know, adopting one or purchasing one from a breeder. So it's a great place to get that moment of zen and connection with, you know, animals that just are there to give you love and be loved in return. It's fantastic. It's a great vibe.
Fantastic. Paul, good to chat with you. I'm looking forward to it. I'll show you when I see you there. I'll show you the photos, the professional photos.
Of Lucas, do. Absolutely. I'll show you some photos of mine too.
Fantastic, Paul. Thanks for joining us on Drive Today.
It's a pleasure, Warren. Thanks for having me.
Thank you. That was event director Paul Mathers and the Dog Lovers and Cat Lovers Festival. It takes over the Melbourne Showgrounds, October 25 and 26. If you want details, dogloversfestival.com.au or catloversfestival.com.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.